Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Valley Williams. I am a loan officer with C2 Financial, the nation's number one mortgage broker. I also work with Cal State Realty and have an extensive knowledge and experience and background in real estate. I have been in the business for 17 years, and today we're just going to talk about my personal opinion. At this moment, we are in San Diego, California, and we want to talk about the current state of the market and kind of the experiences that us as lenders and mortgage brokers and real estate officers are kind of experiencing. So I have a lot of colleagues, friends, family in the business, and so we've all kind of shared some of our thoughts together and collectively have came up with an opinion. So one of the things I feel like is going on in this market is obviously there's, you know, a lot more homes for sale than there was this time last year. There's approximately, I think, 10% more homes for sale. And what that's causing is some homes get stagnant, relisting. Some buyers are writing offers, getting in contract, pulling out only to go find another property because there's so much options out there. You could buy, you know, the same house essentially as you were in contract for $10,000 less because a neighbor's listing their house for sale. So as agents, what we're experiencing is it's taking us three or four tries to sell the same exact house. We get an escrow a couple times before finally one goes all the way through. And a lot of buyers are back and forth. And I think what this is causing is a lot of market uncertainty. And one of the things that I think people are uncertain about is it starts with the buyers, is they are scared. They don't know what the market's doing or what's going to happen. The end of 2017, we experienced a little dip where you saw 44% of homes listed in San Diego that did a price reduction, and a significant price reduction, you know, $20,000, $50,000 to get their home sold. My advice to my sellers at that point was to get ahead of the curve and do it in October before everybody else did it in December. And a few of them listened and we sold, and the ones that didn't were still active. And so here's where I think we can learn something as the market moves. As a buyer, the uncertainty is, when is the crash going to happen? Well, I've been in this business 17 plus years. I don't think we're going to experience another Armageddon like we did in 2008. I believe that the economy and the checks and balances and the way we have a strong economy right now, and I'll share the numbers with you so you understand that we're not dropping in price. Values aren't shifting down where you should hold out till the end of the year or 2021 when the market crashes again. That is a facade and it's not going to happen. If you are interested in purchasing and owning a home, it's always better to do it sooner than later. The values of homes always increase over the course of 5 to 10 years, which is the standard time a homeowner lives in their home. If you don't cash out and consume all the money that you make in your equity, you're always in the positive. You're always in the green in San Diego, always. Even before the crash and after the crash, if you didn't cash out and spend all the money, you were in the green. So another thing is interest rates. So it's like not affordable. Sellers are pricing their home still at the same price as they wanted in the beginning of 2017, and maybe they've slid down a scotch and they're still asking the same price, but with good reason, because the numbers prove that their home is still worth what they think it is worth, and they're right. As a buyer, because there is 4 months of inventory on the market, this is a benefit to you, and here's why. The seller wants, let's say, $550,000 for their house, and you want to offer $500,000. For two reasons. One is you don't want to be upside down. You think it's overpriced. And two, because it's not as affordable at $550 as it is at $500. So here's what you do. First of all, it is valued at $550. Generally speaking, right? Some of them are overpriced. But let's talk about the ones that aren't. Every home since December of 2017 to December of 2018 has appreciated 7.5%. 7.5%. It has not declined. We are not in a declining market. We are not in a stable, stagnant market. It is still appreciating. That tells you that their house is worth $550, given the fact that it is priced right. Some, there will be those case by case situations where they're not priced right, but that is $550. But because there's 10 other properties like it, my suggestion is, as a buyer, ask for closing costs. And the reason you want to ask for closing costs is not because you don't want to pay your own closing costs or the bank can't pay your own closing costs. It's because you want to buy your interest rate down. And how you do that is you ask the seller to pay for your closing costs to get a $10,000, $15,000 credit, whatever it takes, to buy your interest rate down. Because now if you go from a 4.5 to a 4% interest rate, you have the same payment you would have at a $500,000 purchase. I hope that makes sense to you and sticks in. So ask for closing costs. The seller would much rather give you $10,000, $15,000 than lower their price $50,000. It's a win-win for both of you. The seller gets the price, the sales price he wanted, and you get the property or the home for the same monthly payment as you would have at a $500,000 price. You are not upside down. The numbers show it. 7.5 increase from 2017 to 2018. Appreciating. It is not declining as of now. I don't see us having a decline anytime soon. I do see the interest rates climbing maybe two or three times this year. And so use that tactic to your advantage and get the seller to pay some of your closing costs. That's the way to do it. And you know, houses are staying longer on the market also. So they're at the 40 day mark, they are pushed to sell. So go in, give a good offer and ask for closing costs. That is my advice for buyers. Sellers, you got to be realistic. If you're at the 40 day mark, same goes. Consider offering closing costs in your listing, on your MLS listing, on your marketing and advertising. Offer the closing costs so that they understand, hey, look, we don't have to pay for those, because most buyers don't know that the lender can pay for them also. So it's just another tool to advertise your home to get it to sell faster. A price reduction is always good. It doesn't have to be $20,000, $50,000. It could be $3,000. And that will trigger new alerts, new activity, new looks, push your home higher up on Zillow and Trulia so that it is fresh, like a fresh new listing. Post new photos, new angles, stage your home. That's a huge one right now, as a lot of people don't realize. Staging is so important. A house that has better upgrades and more modern can sell for less than a house that's strategically and correctly staged. So those are my advice and tips for a seller. If you're in the market looking for a loan, we definitely have the opportunity to pay your closing costs at a lower and more competitive rate than a direct lender. Just last week, we were able to beat pricing on the same exact loan, an 800 credit score, 10% down. One bank, my competitor, was offering a 5.5 interest rate, and they were getting, that was at par, so they weren't getting any closing costs paid. And we were offering 4.625 with $2,400 towards closing costs. And I mean, the shift in that payment was $250. So imagine them having the opportunity now. They have $10,000 from the seller. Their agent did it right and asked for a credit. They can use that $10,000 to buy their interest rate from 4.625 down to 4.375. Imagine the shift in that rate. You know, so now they're saving themselves $400 a month and a house that they probably wouldn't otherwise have even thought of offering had they not shopped and got the right loan. So thank you guys all for listening. Again, I am Valley Williams with C2 Financial and Cal State Realty, the nation's number one mortgage broker. If you have any questions, you can DM me, call me, reach me on my Instagram at Valley Home Loans, and I will see you all soon. Thank you.